All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. And this time, well, I gotta talk about something that just kind of recently happened. Now, I was gonna talk about Resident Evil a bit, because, you know, I'm a huge, huge Resident Evil fan. I didn't get to really talk about it on the MGTOWN Podcast Arcade, so I'll make that video later. But right now, we gotta talk about some more important shit. Basically, our country is falling apart, baby food shortage, you know, that's pretty crazy. There's talk of global food shortages on the horizon, so you guys better go ahead and buy your canned foods, buy your canned goods, and if you know how to can stuff, that's great. If you know how to cannery, that's something that you're gonna want to do. And for those of you who might be able to do it, go leave the country. Like, it might be a good idea to do that now. It was a good idea to do that when you had the chance. There was actually one of the guys that I was talking about in Cambodia. He basically left because he could see what was going on, and he laughed and he said, "Enjoy America." You know, because he knew that America was pretty much falling. Like, he knew it was pretty fucked. He laughed about it at the same time, because he knew that he was going to live the rest of his days without going through the bullshit that we're probably about to go through. Well, you know, things tend to get worse and worse and worse in 2020, and that's where we're at right now. So, basically, the first part, I guess, we talk about is the new press secretary. If whatever her fucking name was, Pilecki, wasn't bad enough, now we have evil, angry black woman who thinks everything is fucking racist and everything is white supremacy and racism is the most horrible thing in the world. Yeah, she's the one that's going to be telling us our news from President Poopy Pants, you know? So we got to deal with that now. Just fucking great, right? I mean, this is truly the bleakest timeline in American history. And I said to DP today, I said, "Dude, like, how much longer do we have of this guy?" Like, he's like, "Oh, we're only in the second year." I'm like, "Oh my God, dude, the country's going to be a smoldering pile of rubble by the time we get done with this shit." And you got to laugh about it because you can't cry, you know? It's sad, though. You know, this country, I've always respected it and its values and the freedom that we have. And, well, I mean, now it's just absolutely nuts. They're destroying every bit of individuality. And, I mean, there was even, again, that article I talked about where the kids misgendered that person and now they're, like, sexual harassment. I'm like, dude. People, I mean, look, and they were defending the free speech of the country. They were like, "Yeah, but it's his constitutional right to not have to address you by a certain thing if they don't want to." And they said, "No, that's considered sexual harassment now. That's the same thing as going and forcing themselves on that student." My God, this is getting fucking ridiculous. It's all that Title IX shit. This is unreal. It's absurd. It makes me want to go to another country where they don't have all this shit. You know? I don't care for all this, honestly. None of it. Kind of want to see, like, what the damn process is for getting a passport. I mean, I haven't been vaxxed, but I don't have any antibodies of COVID or anything. I've never had it. Never had any form of it. I mean, all my blood tests show that. I'm one of those that you can go look at, and they said, "No, nothing's detected." I even did a test last year, right about the end of it, nothing. Never had the shit, ever. It's surprising, it's weird. But, no, I'm pretty much clean on that part. So, yeah, I guess I can, I don't know. I guess I can go. I mean, I I kind of want to go to other countries at this point. I mean, yeah, there's women and stuff like that, but no, it's not even about that. It's just getting the hell out of this hellhole because things are going to get pretty rough. And of course, there's that one song by Megadeth, What Would It Be Like in a Post-American World? I mean, everybody gives Dave Mustaine shit, but I think that his new record, The Sick, the Dying, and the Dead, is probably going to be really fucking great as far as lyrics are concerned. I'm pretty sure he's going to be singing about some of the shit that Jones has talked about and other things. You know, so. Can't wait for that one. You know, they apparently kicking ass live. But yeah, Dave, man, he says it like it is. I mean, Ice Earth was doing it, but you know, now John did all that shit and he's pretty much been excommunicated, even though there's still a lot of fans. You know, they're selling hot sauce. They're actually selling Ice Earth brand hot sauce, Heathen Season. And there's a couple more that they're selling. And of course, people made jokes and stuff, but I mean, it's still a brand. They're still selling it. It's different. It's different, I'll admit. But there's people that really do like the band and still support them. And people are like, yeah, we knew what John's politics were a long time ago. It's like, this is nothing new, you know? And one guy's like, we want more Sons of Liberty. You know, there's people that really do want, you know, music that's not the status quo. Like, if we look at all the stuff that is, you know, based in socialism, like with Twitter, you know, where they announced that they were fucking commies, you know, I mean, that's their words, not mine. They're commie as fuck. You know, that's the status quo now. Like, all the big companies support that now. Like, they're with you, comrade. Like, they want what you want. They want your transgender diversity, all this other crazy stuff. They want all that. They're for all that. That sells. That's what they're trying to do with these movies. And, you know, the Jojo Rabbit guy, which is apparently a very left-leaning kind of movie. He's going to be doing Star Wars now. And while I do like the Taika Waititi Thor, the Ragnarok one, and I am kind of looking forward to Love and Thunder, I can tell they're definitely pushing more progressive, not quite socialist stuff yet, but it's going to get to that point. It's just a slow progression. So I don't know how long it will take, but you know, by Star Wars, I don't know. It depends on how well that movie does, is what, you know, my former writer, I don't know, you know, our website's not doing very well, so, you know. But former writer was saying about the whole thing that, you know, that they'll probably test and see how well the Love and Thunder does. And if it doesn't do well, then the House of Mouse will probably not allow him to work on Star Wars. If Love and Thunder is a hit, though, they will let him work on his Star Wars movies. So it just depends on whether or not Love and Thunder does well. Which I think Love and Thunder is not. I think it's going to be a very mixed film. I think it's going to be one of those movies where, like, I mean, it's a transitional film. It's basically getting rid of Chris Hemsworth as Thor, even though I'm pretty sure he doesn't, you know, people don't want to see him go as Thor, because he's trying different things. He's already done a bunch of different movies. He actually did a remake of The Deadliest Game, which, if you remember, was a very conspiracy kind of thing where, you know, the elite, basically, you know, they do all those hunting of game, but they wanted to hunt humans. So basically, this is based on a book, you know. I've read the book in school because, you know, they let us read stuff like that. But yeah, that's what he was doing, is playing the role of the guy that gets hunted. So he's doing a lot of things. He's also going to play as some psychotic manipulator. So he's trying to do different things, and that's understandable. And they're going to try to have, like, Natalie Portman as Thor, as Femme Thor, or Mighty Thor, what they call her. I think they're going to do that. There's a lot of different things they're going to try to do. Some of the things aren't so bad, but I don't know. It's definitely, you know, the She-Hulk didn't look too bad, She-Hulk Attorney at Law. I mean, yeah, I know they're doing a progression, but eventually, you know, we got to understand a lot of these people are very progressive and leftist and social. And I don't mean progressive as in, like, classic progressivism. I mean, like, they're progressive as in the fact that they're, you know, communist. And, you know, there's two ways to, it's like what Alex Jones was saying in that documentary Endgame. He said there's two ways. It's the fascism way to take over the world, and there is the socialism way. And fascism believed that military might was necessary to take over the world. That's what the whole idea of Mussolini and marching along with his tanks and Hitler's military forces and, of course, you know, Mao. And it was all about the military strength and power. Whereas socialism believes in doing things incrementally, making incremental changes that eventually work to control the world. I think that's what they're going with now. Because obviously the military route was tried. It didn't seem to have worked very well. So they're going for this incremental socialist idea, which is something that Yuri Bezmenov talked about more. It's not very good, folks. I don't know where we're headed. I don't even think this one's going on YouTube because of the content, obviously. I can't put stuff on a socialist website. You've got to understand, YouTube is mainly social view. Like, they're, and they're so, it's not necessarily even social media. It's become socialist media. And I'm like, yeah. But they're like, oh, but we the algorithm will show you what you want to see. It's like, no, because the ads are not going to show me that. Like, if you look at the top ads on, like, YouTube, and I'm not talking about the stuff that you see on videos, but I'm talking about the stuff that's advertised to you, would be these companies that are showing mostly woke or uber progressive values. So that's what we're talking about here. You know, they're showing me this kind of stuff. Like, if you go to main, now sometimes it's your algorithm. Like, you'll find stuff like that that the algorithm knows you're interested in, and they'll show you. Like, for instance, you know, I like to buy games on GOG, so they'll show me a lot of stuff having to do with GOG. Stuff like that. But I also like Zoom Platform, but Zoom Platform doesn't seem to be big enough yet for the algorithm to reach, but hopefully they get there. Anyway, it's not really good. Anybody that supports free speech in this country, it's got to understand that the tech heads and everybody that's behind this, like the Bilderberg Group and you know, the other things that are going on right now, the EU and NATO or the European Union, all that shit. They don't, therefore, this, it's like he said, there would be an Eastern Union, a European Union, and there would be a North American Union. And, of course, the North American Union, you can look up some stuff on Wikipedia about it. There's not a whole lot of information on it, because they say that it was something that never came to fruition, but that doesn't mean that the idea is off the table. I don't think it's ever been off the table. I just think it takes a long time to implement it. And I have an idea. I think that, you know, maybe the food shortages and all the other stuff that they're going to try to pull is to try to make these countries kind of work together, bringing immigration in and all this other shit. Put Canada and Mexico and America all together in this one big union. That's why they don't give a shit about borders, like he said. Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. So, just buckle up. So, like I say, you know, enjoy the decline. You know, we have our comic books. We have our hentai games. We have our, you know, adult games and stuff like that. You know, yeah, you should get a little bit of pleasure before it all goes down, I guess, right? And this is all part of a big economic collapse. Like, these are the stages. You know, cryptocurrency is really, you know, it just went to shit. People panicked a little bit. And then, of course, you had And of course, you have the formula shortage, the rising gas prices, and inflation. Things are pretty high. Not everything, but things are pretty high. So it's not looking great. I don't know if we'll bounce back. We might just full on collapse at this point. Slow, but it's going to get crazy. So I don't know what to think about it, folks. It's weird. I know that much. It's odd times, dangerous times, scary times. But we can't let fear win. You know, we can't let fear and anxiety and depression, all those horrible things that can bring a person down, we can't let all that win, because that's not good. That's what the elites would want. That's what Klaus Schwab would want. That's what Soros would want, or any of these other Bilderberg guys. That's what the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all these people I've talked about for years and years, even when I was just, you know, a small games channel, I guess you could say, before I started really talking about this kind of stuff. I mean, I was into it since 2012. So, you know, it's not something that, oh, you just decided to get all conspiracy. No, I've studied this stuff. I used to be on Vigilant forums all the time, man. It was, something was definitely going on. The guy that used to work with me on my website, you know, we would talk about a lot of this stuff. He gave me a lot of information on this stuff. He was more towards the Jews are bad kind of thing, but I'm not with that. But, yeah, I think that there's a, you know, the elite, which I've always said is multicultural. It's not one specific group, but there's a lot of groups out there that are just quite horrible people, and they don't want you to be happy, and they want you to give up your freedom and your rights, and they want you to die so that they can live and have the resources left on this planet. Yep, that's pretty much it. Does it suck? Yeah. But I guess we got too overpopulated for them, and they don't know what to do now. Well, they do know what to do now. I guess, yeah, they do know what to do now. It's not they don't. They do. They know what they're doing. I don't think people do, though. People don't realize, you know. They were talking about the Buffalo Shooter. Oh, it's anime and porn that did it. Anime and porn made a guy shoot a bunch of people. Uh-huh. And then apparently the report, basically, the manifesto, whatever, it was copied word for word from the New Zealand shooter, and they basically took it down because they were like, okay, look, we fucked up. So the feds or whoever that was in charge of that, they put up the wrong information. So it's funny. It's absolutely funny. But, yep, that's what we got right now. It's unfortunate. But it's life. Or at least life in this generation. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. Talk to a woman. She eats nothing but, she eats raw meat. Like, all the time. Like, raw meat. She eats velvet deer blood. She said, my diet is nothing but ice cream, Red Bull ice cream, velvet deer blood, fruits, veggies, oats, and raw meat. Ooh. You can get, she's skinny and a model and all this stuff, has all these Chad-type guys around her. Nutty as a fruitcake, but, you know, they say that the hot crazy matrix, I mean, it's true. It's true. But, you know, basically, I don't know. She's bizarre. But, yeah, somebody that just eats raw meat like that all the time. And I'm just like, you know, you probably shouldn't be. Well, she said she can't eat fried food at all. I was like, well, you're probably pounding those Red Bulls. That's a lot of caffeine. It's probably giving you hardcore gastritis. And then, of course, eating raw meat all the time with Listeria and Salmonella and, oh, God, dude, that's just the worst thing for you. Oh, man. She reminds me of that one girl I dated if she'd gotten older, because that's pretty much what she acts like. And I'm like, oh shit, that could have been me with a crazy woman like that. You want to eat raw meat? It's good for you. Then I'd end up with every goddamn thing. Sir, we found a worm about the size of your foot. Like, damn. Pretty good, pretty big size shoe. I don't want to have a worm that big in me. But, oh no, maybe that's how she's so damn skinny. She got a bunch of big old worms in her or something. More or less. I mean, I've seen it happen. There's that show, Parasites Inside Me or something. I can't watch that shit. They pulled a big ass worm out of somebody. That might be what she got. She's skinny as a rail, like super skinny. But, that's probably because that damn worms eat everything she eats. I mean, at that point, she probably got a damn farm of worms in her. That's why she can't eat nothing fried. The worms don't want it. The worms are like, ah! Anyway, we're supposed to be doing an interview. Supposed to interview Revy, our sponsor. Talk about the spinning robot pussy. You know, see if we might be able to get one to test out and let y'all know what's going on. Especially since, I don't know. Things are a little weird with me right now as far as that's concerned. I guess the getting older, things change a little bit. Not that I'm having real problems, it's just a little different. Things happen as you get older, I guess, but I'm hoping maybe this spinning thing might help me out a little bit. But, you know. And no, folks, I'm not having ED. That's not the issue. I'm just, you know, I guess what, impotence or whatever. And I won't even say that because shit works when you're aroused. You know what? I'll tell you what it is. You can't get aroused enough. And most they say, well, you've seen so much porn and everything else. Yeah, well, you're probably right. But certain things can do it, and it's really bizarre. So I'm like, maybe this thing can. Maybe it takes like a toy or something to actually do it. Maybe the, I don't know. We'll see. Don't know. It's, I mean, the doctor checked me out. Urologist, he did all everything. Not a damn thing wrong there. So yeah, I'm taking my cordyceps. So you know, I'm having no problems with anything else like that. So I don't know what's going on. I guess it's just weird. A lot of it is your. It's psychological. Like, that's what it is. It's psychological. Don't have anything to do with stuff down there. It's stuff up here in my brain. You know? Because the brain affects all that. And if it's not feeling it, well, it's not going to feel it. It's weird. But I'm going to work with it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out of here, and I'll see you next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens.